Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. Today's show is being brought to you by BKT Tires, Growing Together. And my guest today is Extension Educator in Agronomy with Penn State Extension, Andrew Frankenfield. And we are going to be talking about agricultural equipment and machinery maintenance. Andrew, first off, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Nice to join you. Thanks.
Today, our topic is equipment maintenance, farm equipment maintenance and the importance of it, and some tidbits that maybe you've learned along the way, some do's and some don'ts, just some general information out here as it is the time of year to start thinking about that. Although you're probably going to tell me we should be doing that all year round, right?
Yeah, more so in the winter, but certainly it's always a good time to do some maintenance when you have time.
So before we get back into that topic, I want to learn a little bit more about you and your background. So if you don't mind, could you share some information on yourself for us?
Sure. So I'm a farmer and an extension educator. So I've been with Penn State Extension 21 years as a county agent or an educator in the field crops area. So small grains, corn, soybeans, hay is my focus. But on our family farm, grew up with beef and crops and got into some produce farming. So we still raise corn, soybeans, and hay, and some produce like sweet corn, tomatoes, and pumpkins. So I've got some hands-on practical experience with fixing broken equipment, let's say.
Well, that's perfect then for this. And where do you farm at exactly?
We're in Southeast Pennsylvania in Montgomery County. We're just an hour north and west of Philadelphia, which is where my home is.
Okay. Is that where you were born and raised at?
Born and raised, sixth generation there. Yep. Never moved.
Okay. All right. Well, it's always good to know about people's backgrounds. I enjoy learning about people. It helps us to connect with you. So we'll come back to equipment maintenance, which is the topic of our show here today. So just getting us started in this conversation, Andrew, why is it important that we spend the time and the money in maintaining farm machinery?
Well, you know, even if we have brand new equipment, there's still a risk that things can break, right? So, and we can't all afford to have brand new equipment every year. So keeping it in good repair is certainly good, just because that downtime can cost you a lot of money in loss of production, right? If you're down for a day in the middle of planting season, or if you're making hay and you break a part on the baler and you got to run for parts, and then it rains the next day, you've lost that crop essentially. So just the cost of the repair or the cost of the part may seem like a lot, but if you look at what you can stand to lose as a result of having that part break, it can cost you a lot more. So the other piece is just the resale value. You know, well-maintained, clean equipment. People have been following the equipment market here in the past couple of years since COVID. The resale values on some of these tractors and just general equipment is higher than we ever anticipated. So good, clean equipment holds its value. We're seeing people getting more than they paid for their tractor that they bought, 10, 20 years ago. So they're just having that potential for the resale is big.
That is a great point, one I hadn't really thought about too much. So I'm glad you did point that out. That's why we do this kind of a show. When would you say it is okay for farmers to do their own maintenance? Or at what point, at what threshold should they take it in and have a professional do it?
I guess it depends on the person's comfort level, their background, their knowledge, because the owner's manual is a great tool to go through your basic checklist. But, if a farmer feels that it's just over their head, they're not, as a technician comes to work on a tractor these days, the first thing they do is hook up a laptop to it, right? So they may not have the tools to do the job they need because of some of the technology. But when it comes to regular general maintenance, I think most farmers can do that. It's really up to them what they're comfortable with as well.
So that brings up a question that I had that I hadn't really thought about until you just mentioned that. But how do we define maintenance? And by that, I mean maintenance versus fixing stuff.
Sure. So I would say maintenance is the things that are listed in the owner's manual. They'll say, in the first 5 hours of use, the first 50 hours, 100 hours, those are things, changing filters and tractors, greasing gear oil, that sort of thing. Those are standard maintenance procedures. But You know, if you've got a broken part that you have to go to the dealer and replace, you know, get a part replaced, you know, obviously that stuff you can't predict on regular intervals. But, you know, the owner's manual does a great job of listing out all these things and even when to replace some parts that, you know, I just, ironically, it's a small thing, but we just serviced my lawnmower the other day. And, you know, do I really need to take the air filter out after 50 hours? Well, the manual says yes, so just do it. You know, it still may look fine. The spark plugs may be good after 100 hours, but just replace them. But then it comes like, at what point do you start going into more of the bigger things? But certainly check with your owner's manual. Check with the technicians at the dealer. They can give you some good tips as well. But there may be times that you just can't do those maintenance things or diagnostics because of the laptops that need to be required to diagnose some of the challenges, problems with equipment.
Also, when I think of maintenance, I think of putting equipment up and storing it properly so that you can get to it easily and use it quickly for the next year. Would you agree? Is that part of maintaining?
Oh yeah. The end of year, you know, cleanup and storage. But, you know, if you put it away in good condition after you inspect it, rather than just take it right out of the field, back it in the corner or back it in the fence row and hope it's good to go next year. Probably not the best maintenance strategy to follow in that method.
So that, Andrew, leads me to the next question. And that is actually, what questions do farmers have for you when it comes to their equipment maintenance? Being in this role for 21 years, I'm sure you've gotten several over the years.
Yeah, I do a lot of pesticide education. So we often talk about sprayer maintenance and, you know, making sure you winterize them correctly. Sprayers have become more complicated over the years. It's not just the pump and some nozzles. There's a lot of technology on them. And ensuring that you get all the water and pesticide residue out of them and you get it winterized so things don't freeze and break. The other discussion item, I don't know that there's a right answer to, is whether to wash a piece of equipment or to blow it off with air. Some would argue that if you wash a piece of equipment and then you put it in the shed, it sits there for months and it has a chance to rust and its bearings get water around them, versus blowing it off with air in the fall and then actually washing it prior to using it in the spring or whenever, say if it's a combine, you know, washing it before harvest and blowing it off after harvest so it doesn't get water into those spots that sits there for the whole winter and potentially rust. So those are a couple of them. And just generally, that's probably all that comes to mind at this point anyway.
We'll take a quick break here to hear from our sponsor and be back with more on farm machinery and equipment maintenance right after this.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Welcome back to the show as we continue on with the discussion here today. I'm Lori Boyer, and I'm visiting with Extension Educator in Agronomy, Andrew Frankenfield, with Penn State Extension. Andrew, you touched on this right before the break, but I was curious, what kinds of mistakes or mishaps have you seen over the years that farm operators make when it comes to maintaining their equipment or their machinery?
Well, I think some of us might be guilty of you know, parking that piece of equipment and forgetting about it till you need it again. And then just kind of doing a quick look over and then hit the field with it. And then you soon realize that that something broke and it was probably something I should have caught, you know, if I would have looked over closely. You know, that grease fitting that you never knew was there, right? And this bearing that seizes up and wears out because it never had grease in the number of years since you owned that piece. If you would have went through the manual and looked more closely, you would have noticed that there was one underneath this shield that you never got to. So some of those things, you know, they happen. Just taking the time to go through it step by step. It's great if folks have a nice heated shop to do these things in the winter. And then some people don't. So then in the winter, they're maybe not using their time as efficiently. And then come spring, when it's time to use that piece of equipment, they're actually working on it just prior to probably when they should be in the field putting it to use.
And we're going to come back to that because maintenance is about saving time, and as you mentioned, about money as well. And again, just as based on your experience, your 21 years as an extension agent and also a farmer yourself, and just kind of asking you to maybe talk about what you've heard from maybe your local dealership or other dealerships about what they see as common mistakes that farm operators make when it comes to maintenance.
A lot of it says worn parts. You know, those dealers have they see a lot more pieces of that same that same piece of equipment in many more farm scenarios. So, in knowing where the wear points are, knowing how many acres a piece of equipment has, and what things may break. A farmer not going over their corn planter as diligently, not measuring their seed opener discs, looking at their opener disc and say, well, they look good, but if they wear down just a half inch to 14 and a half inches when they're new at 15, that's time to replace it. So trying to squeak that extra year out of something, especially when it comes to a planter, can cost you in yield and uniformity, when it certainly probably would have cost a few hundred dollars a row to fix these things. Those small costs add up, in a loss of yield over time.
Would you say that having proper maintenance is safer when it comes to actually being out in the field when it's time?
In a roundabout way, yes. Because if something plugs up and you're trying to unplug it, you've got that risk of being in there underneath the equipment in the field. Trying to make a repair in the field is certainly not as safe. So being in the shop with more safety equipment, better tools to work with, certainly is a better situation to work on a piece of equipment than laying on your back underneath something in the field, with the heat and the dirt, everything all around you. And so that is probably certainly a safer way to fix things in the shop. We'll put a Band-Aid on it in the field if we have to, to get it home and then try and focus on it better in the shop.
Andrew, we had touched on this a little bit earlier in the show, but when it comes to seasonal equipment and machinery maintenance, what are your suggestions?
So throughout the season, if you're in the midst of the season, you kind of get by, do what you have to get through, keep a list of things that are wrong with that piece of equipment. If there are things that are going bad or tire that you've added air to, so then after the season, before you just forget about it, replace that tire, fix that sprocket, whatever that might be, because you're going to forget about it. So write these things down, have a notebook, a cap and a tractor or whatever it might be. Some people are better at planning ahead than others. It's the way we are as people, right? Some people are very particular about having things and others are like, we'll get to it next week, so the dealers, if they offer uptime planter service, there's usually discounts in the summer, or it'll be, at least you can get on their list better so that they can service your equipment when there isn't a demand for that planter technician, in the wintertime. So, take advantage of those opportunities that if you're going to have a dealer do it, that they have they can kind of schedule it when it's convenient for them and get you on their list.
All right. And coming back to this question, because I think this probably will resonate more than anything else when we start talking dollars. So how does maintenance of our farm equipment, farm machinery, how does it translate into money and time for a farmer?
It depends on the piece of equipment. But I know a farmer that will take his corn planter and basically tear it down to the frame every season and look and compare parts and replace things that have wear to them, because he's covering a lot of acres, but to him it needs to perform to its some new potential every year. Like I said, if you've got a row unit that's not tracking correctly and it's affecting emergence timing, that those little bit of deviations can cost. And maybe it's $10 an acre. Well, you cover a couple thousand acres, that really adds up. So not having the things that having downtime, if you're down for a day and rain's coming and you lose that productivity, that's huge. So, we live in an area where within an hour we can get to many of our parts locations, but I've hopped in the pickup early in the morning to get to the dealer. We all have done that, but some things you just can't predict that are going to break. but other things that if you can, you know, that if you see a tire or a hydraulic line that looks sketchy, and we're just thinking in the back of our mind, I hope it gets through the day, you know, it's probably not the best situation to be in. So replacing those hoses, those batteries that on tractors that are, you know, sounding weak, if that tractor doesn't start today, you're going to be in trouble. So it's those types of things. Certainly if they affect your ability to get your job done, because we live in a business that doesn't, you know, we can't wait till tomorrow. If it's got to be done today, we're going to work until the work's done, until the rain comes in, no matter, you know, what the situation is.
Andrew, what are your suggestions when it comes to checking daily versus more occasional checking in with the equipment and the machinery when it comes to maintenance?
Sure. It depends on the piece of equipment. So like a tractor, it's sort of your pre-trip inspection on a truck, right? You're going around, you're checking your fluids, you're checking your tires. It's so easy just to hop in the tractor and go, and you think, well, when's the last time I checked the oil? You know, you can do a lot of damage if you don't have some of the basic necessities. Something like a planter, you may have finished up in the dark the night before. So before you get going the next day, do a walk around, inspect the planter. And really the thing is to follow the owner's manual on hours of service, the interval between the services. So you make sure you're getting your filters changed when they have to be, oil changes, gearboxes, all those types of things. So it's, some people will stop their operation if it's time for that truck to get the oil changed. And others, you're like, well, we can squeeze out a few more days. But everybody has their own method of maintenance. But I know some operations that, you know, they'll stop doing what they're doing if that truck needs an oil change. They're going to get that truck oil changed before they continue to haul grain, that sort of thing. So, and with the price of equipment, we certainly want to make sure we're keeping them up to the standards that they should be, because they're expensive to replace.
Absolutely. Andrew, do you have a particular checklist that you use or that you suggest when it comes to maintenance?
I typically follow the owner's manual and ask the dealer if there's, you know, certain things with that piece of equipment to check out or look into, you know, different specs that may have come out of alignment, if you will. But it's amazing what's in the manual. If folks would just open up their owner's manual and read through it, there's a lot of good detailed information there. There's other resources. Like I've used YouTube. There's a lot of good videos online. If I've got something broken on a piece of equipment, I might look on there. And if I'm considering calling a dealer or doing it myself, and then you see somebody else make that fix, and you can see them take it apart and put it back together, and kind of build your confidence in the ability that, you know, if some 18-year-old kid can do that, why can't I do that?
And on that, we'll take a quick break and continue on with our farm machinery and equipment maintenance show right after this word from our sponsor.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident, because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
This successful farming podcast continues. Once again, Extension Educator in Agronomy with Penn State Extension, Andrew Frankenfield, is my guest here today. Andrew, when it comes to old machinery or old equipment that you can no longer use and you can't trade anymore, what is the best way to dispose of that? What do most operators do?
Some of it just sits in the fence row. And then when the farm gets sold there, they take it to the scrapyard, right? So that's oftentimes what happens when a farm gets sold. They kind of clean up what's laying around, and depending on the price of scrap, they end up doing okay, because they're a lot of oftentimes heavy metal. They get something for it. Of course, they gotta transport it there. But if it's beyond you know, repair and any other use, but you know, you can also list stuff on Facebook or other places to sell equipment, because you'd be surprised what people might buy. It's hard to set that price, though, determine, you know, what's this value of this piece of equipment. But put a price on it and see what happens.
Yeah, I was just thinking too, a lot of people are refurbishing things or turning things into planters and stuff like that. That might be other options, huh?
Yeah, they may want that really old hay rake as a lawn ornament or something to put out in front of their farm market as an attraction.
Is there anything else that you've thought of that I haven't asked about as we have been talking? Maybe examples that you've seen over the years on good, bad, or otherwise on how equipment has been maintained?
I just think it's interesting that when I work with farmers, I work with a bunch of different ones, and everybody has a different style. But you can kind of tell when you pull in the drive, just on the maintenance of the farm, how the maintenance of the equipment is generally. You know, if you pull into a place and there's stuff all over the place, you kind of get the sense of, well, they can work, they can fix stuff because they've got an older line of equipment, but there's always something that needs to be fixed or a list of things that need to be fixed. And other places you come in and it's like a lot of newer lines of equipment. And sometimes those guys don't even service their own stuff. They get the dealer to do a lot of their uptime maintenance. And each farmer has a different style, different method of doing it, but they all come out in the end. But the older equipment can still do a good job of doing what it's designed to do. Just because it's new and shiny doesn't mean it's the best ever. And you know, that for that farmer, it's already been depreciated maybe, and they're later on in their years and they're not looking to spend millions of dollars on replacing lines of equipment. So, and some of these older tractors, 20, 30 year old tractors are really in demand because they don't have the electronics. So it's really interesting to see how this, equipment, you know, the interest is still there for some of this older equipment that's been well maintained. It's really holding its value. So that's sort of been the eye opener as we watch the market, the auction reports and that sort of thing. It's like, wow, these tractors that we purchased 30 years ago are basically worth what we paid for them back then, wow. You know?
Well, and as you're talking about age of equipment and technology, another question that just popped in my mind, as an extension person, I know that you're always keeping track of trends and what's coming down the pike. Are you looking at what's coming up with this discussion of electric tractors and electric, you know, the electric stuff that's all coming down and what that means, not only for the farming industry, but as we're talking about equipment and maintenance and how all that will look, will probably change what you've been doing.
It will. I don't know how quick the adoption will be. I've heard some people, you know, concerned about what happens when my electric combine needs to be recharged and it's out in the field, right? So I don't know what to expect in the next decade. We've come a long way in the past decade, so you know, change will happen, and we might be, I think we're all going to be surprised where we are in the next 10, 20 years. But for me, it's hard to fathom we'll move away from the diesel engine, but I think there will be. We're seeing drones being put to use. We're seeing a lot of automation on equipment. We're seeing, you know, operator-less tractor, you know, autonomous tractors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but one thing is true that I think as we get into maintenance of some of this type of equipment, it might be beyond what we as the general farmer can do. And we're going to have specialized, you know, dealer technicians to do the uptime service on some of this stuff.
And I'm glad you mentioned autonomous. I can't believe I didn't even think about that. I just jumped right to electric. But yes, autonomous is going to be sandwiched in between there. Yeah.
And we're going to see all these things overlapping, right? And it's really remarkable how much changes there are happening. And there's so much technology in a tractor or a combine these days. I had a farmer that said, I've got this tractor a number of years ago, but I don't even use a GPS because I don't know how. You know, it's there, but I'm just not, I don't understand it all. And each company has their own system. So they're not all like, mm-hmm. He said, do you do a training on GPS? I said, well, I could tell you what I use, but I don't really know your model style.
And our conversation today has been on maintenance, but there's a whole nother conversation to be had on the right to repair and what all that means as well. But for today, yeah. I think I've asked all the questions I wanted to ask. Unless anything else came up, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you to my guest for joining me on the show here today, Andrew Frankenfield. He is an extension educator in agronomy with Penn State Extension. For Successful Farming, I'm Lori Boyer. The show brought to you by BKT Tires, growing together.